So first thing this morning, I went into creating the 3.6 million. Actually, it's almost like I shouldn't really call it creating or visualizing, really experiencing the 3.6 million, because that's really what I'm doing with working with the feelings and bringing the feelings of and the experience of having it. So really, I think from here on in, we're going to maybe call it experiencing rather than creating, because creating means every time I say that, it gives me the image of not having it, and then I come up with words like trying to create it, and trying is, you know, something, well, it's a thing that you do when you're not achieving something. You're trying, but you're not achieving it, and also you're not having it. So I was thinking more about the words and the analogy and everything we use to think about something. So I want to change the words and how I describe it, because that also begins to change how I think about it. Because how I describe it is also how I think about it. And I realize more and more every day that my focus with experiencing the 3.6 million has to be on the experience. Not on creating, not on anything else, but on the experience of having it, experiencing having it, experiencing it being there. And that doesn't need to expand into spending it or anything else, because then that's a different experience. Now we're talking about experiencing spending the 3.6 million. But what I'm working on is the experience of having. And so I'm refining it a little bit more every day, and that's basically what I'm going to do over this next week before I start another one, you know, before I go into the car creating or whatever I choose next. I've got to get it down to a more finer point where it's more focused into the having. Not creating, not receiving, not spending, not investing, just actually having. Walking down this path with the experience of actually having the 3.6 million. See, I can walk down this path in many different ways. I can walk down this pathway with the experience of having very little money, or I can walk down this path with the experience of being a millionaire. Both are walking down the path, but both feel totally different, because there's a much larger confidence when you're walking down this path having the 3.6 million. Because in a sense, there's less that I'd have to do today. There's more confidence. There's all kinds of little feelings, and I've actually got to find them, in a sense, on how it would feel to walk down this path, knowing I have the 3.6 million. Because I've never actually had it, I'm sort of learning and finding that experience. And I'm researching it, fine-tuning it, and really getting down to the experience of it. Which actually takes a little bit of work, because like I say, I have to find what that's like to experience, because I haven't had the experience, so I have to find it. And that takes a little bit of work, and a little bit of effort, and that also I want to bring down to a more, a better focus, I guess is the word. So be more focused on the having, not on anything else. I noticed this morning as I was doing it, I drift a little bit to the broader experience of it, of the spending of it and so forth. But then when you think about the spending of it, then right away, guess what? You're also thinking about the object that then I'm spending the money on. So I actually end up drifting from the experience of having it to then the experience of spending it, then the experience of what I'm spending it on, then to the experience of making a decision of what I'm spending it on. Should I buy this or should I buy that? You see, now I've drifted totally away from the actual having it. It's changed. And really, that's the same as building. If you're building something with, let's say, your hands, or driving a big cat or tractor, you really have to stay focused on exactly what you're creating. If you move beyond that, then it doesn't really work. It's like driving a car. You have to look forward. You have to look straight ahead. Race car drivers get taught this. Look exactly where you want the car to go, not where it's sliding. If you're coming around the corner and you look at the direction that the car is sliding it, that's where it's going to end up going. If you look at the direction where you want the car to go, that's how you get it to go there. And that's something, the very first thing that a race car driver has to learn. In the experiencing of the 3.6 million, in other words, through that, engaging everything else, the flow of love, the opening heart center, the flowing the energy, opening to receive, all comes about through that little process. So that's kind of the key to making this all work. Now, we can do other things, like just open our heart center and so forth, but I'm really like the idea of it opening one package. In other words, you turn the key and the whole car starts, which means it turns the radio on, the lights, and everything sort of turns on with that one key. And that's really what I like. I like the idea of that. It makes it very simple. So, I realize that it's going to take more practice to really get the hang of focusing on just the experience of having. But I think as I keep going with the 3.6 million, keep really enforcing that particular experience and just the experience of having, and keep it down to that. You know, it's going to drift off, I think, as I'm doing it, but then as it drifts, I just gently bring myself back to that focus, back to that experience. Because when I have it, when I really feel it for those few moments, you know, it's there. It's a really good feeling because it feels like I'm highly focused. My energy is highly focused. And it really feels like it energizes me. And it's very exciting. And I feel good afterwards. I feel like I've actually accomplished something afterwards. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, when it really gets in there, and it clicks in there, and for the few moments I have a really good grasp on what it feels like, and I'm feeling it, and I'm feeling proud, and excited, and energized from it, I feel like I've accomplished something. In that few moments, and it might have taken me 5 minutes to get there, or 20 minutes to get there, it changes from morning to morning. Some mornings it takes me 5 minutes to get to that feeling. Another morning it takes me 20 minutes. Sometimes it takes 3 tries to get there. Some days I've noticed it's really difficult to get there. I never quite totally get there, but I make the effort anyway, regardless. But the point is, when it gets there, I really feel like I've done my whole morning's work. You know, I feel like I've really accomplished something, and I feel good, and it's sort of like I can take time off now and do other stuff, because I've done my work, my job. I know, it's a funny way of saying it, but that's what I feel. So, Which I think is a good feeling because, again, our larger self really communicates best through us, through our feelings. You know, because when we're on the right track of something, it feels good. When we're on the track that's really not so good for us, or doesn't have the greatest end results, then we get a feeling of uneasiness. It doesn't feel very good. It doesn't feel quite right. Sometimes those feelings are hard to decipher. Other times they're very clear, but nevertheless, it seems our larger self has easiest time showing us a direction by giving us a feeling. Because simply, I think in the long run, it's the easiest to engage in our body, because you can't really talk to us with that little inner voice, because half the time we don't listen. There's too much babbling going on in my mind anyway. And so feeling, I think it's a, you know, it can create a chemical reaction which creates a feeling and then tells me this is the right way. And as I think about focusing more on just the having, I don't know, I keep repeating it, but that's because I feel I can do more. I feel I can do it even better. And that excites me because I know the better I do it, the more focused and in-honed on that I am, the faster anything that I want to bring into my reality and my experience is going to come a lot faster. And I think, you know, I've come a long ways in the last few weeks. I can't even tell how long it's been, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't know. Can't remember when I started this. But I know I can really feel I've come a long ways. But I feel like I have a long ways to go yet. It probably never stops. It probably always improves. And that's fine too. But I'd like to, in the next week, for sure, that's going to be my main focus, to stay more clearly in the having, more focused in the having, more defined in the having. Because then, once I get that worked out, you know, and get very good at that, then I can also change later on and, you know, change to creating of something to, in whatever way, I want to experience it. Like if I wanted to experience the spending of money for something, then I could create it that way because I would be very defined on the experience that I want and go for that. See, at the end, I mean, the end result really is everything is based on an experience in life. I mean, that's really what we're doing on a day-to-day. We're looking for the best experience that we can have. Something that makes us feel good, whatever that be for each individual. I mean, whatever says at the end of the day, now this was a good day. Now these are the kind of experiences I like to experience. This is how I like to experience my life. I mean, when we can say that at the end of the day, and literally going to sleep happy and content, you know, knowing that tomorrow we'll probably expand on it, but very content with the type of experiences we have, you know, whatever that be it with our family or friends or anything in that form, be it money, be it wealth, be it farming, be it building, anything. It doesn't really matter. Whatever we choose. So I think that's the important part. So if we focus on, you know, the things we want to create in the aspects of the experience, well, then we're really down to the nitty-gritty. Rather than going around the long way, we're going straight to the point of where we want to be. Yeah, we want the $3.6 million, but We're actually looking for the experience of it more than anything else, because that's really what it's about. So, there are many different experiences in that $3.6 million. There's experiencing it, spending it, having it, investing it, all kinds. I mean, endless variations. We just have to choose which one. But I think for the start of really getting the knack of creating, manifesting, experiencing, bringing about whatever, we really need to focus right on the having. Start there, learning there, and then from that growing and branching out. Sort of like kindergarten, you know, we gotta start somewhere, grade one, and then we expand from there. I think that's partially what this whole thing is about. Because I remember years ago now thinking something like in the line of this. There should be a book or something a person can read that just runs it through step by step in a sense, in a way that's fun. So you're not feeling like you're studying, you don't have to be a Buddha, you don't have to give up meat or give up vegetables or give up ice cream or whatever, you know, cut off your pinky finger. Just simply who you are and being who you are, being whatever religious belief a person may choose to have, and just simply having something that's so basic, so simple, so good for everyone, so good for the world, that we can just simply take that and very gently bring it into our lives and make it part of our lives, knowing that it makes the whole world better. Then I like that. That's a nice belief. So on another note, I was deciding this morning a bit whether the next creation thing or the next experience would be a motorcycle or a car. And my heart set more on a motorcycle, like a Harley, Honda, Yamaha, you know, a nice big bike. Something I've always kind of wanted, never done yet. So, oh, lots of traffic, of plane traffic today, and boats and trains and you name it. The air is kind of, you know, sometimes you get those days where the air just allows sound to travel from great distances. Well, this is one of those days. Anyway, I was trying to decide which one, you know, the car or the bike. Well, the issue with the bike is my heart's really more with the bike. But the car's a little bit more practical, so I'm weighing these two and I'm going, well, wait a minute, should I go where my heart and my joy really is? Well, they're kind of in both places, right? But I have really no place because we live on a big boat right now. I got no place to put a Harley. I don't have a garage or anything. So, ideally, it should be a car. And I think that's the direction that I will go. Because, like I said, there's no place to put the bike. I could, you know, do it anyway. But then I feel kind of like it's not a total package, you know. Because when I see that bike, I see a garage with, well, vehicles in it. Some couple of antique cars, the bike, maybe a go-kart and so forth. So I see that as a package to that, oh, you know, that image of the future package that I keep talking about, you know, where I have the house on the water and I have a go-kart track and a tennis court and this and that. And that's where I see that package. So that motorcycle actually belongs to that package. And I could pull it out of that package, but I don't think the timing is quite right. Because some other pieces of the package aren't there yet. If I had a place to put it now, I could expand the image of what I want to create to having the bike with a place to put it. But, you know, then I'm trying to keep this as basic, as simple as possible so I can get the hang of it as quickly and as best as possible. So I feel the car. So what I have to do now is I've gone on, today I should buy a couple of magazines and look through them, car magazines, and I'm going to find a car that has as much excitement when I look at it as the motorcycle does. See, then I can balance that out. And I'm not going to go necessarily creating that particular car, but I'm going to use it for the experience. Anyway, I'll buy the magazines, I'll look at it, play with it, and think about it some more.